you went to a forum at the Parramatta Town Hall. What happened?
Yeah, really interesting. It was Wednesday night. It's part of a four-part series. So anyone who's interested, there's three more Wednesday nights. It's part of an Aboriginal conversation series called Building Bridges. And it's run by the Reconciliation Group in Western Sydney. They're an independent, not-for-profit organisation. And basically, it's about Indigenous and non-Indigenous people coming together and discussing issues that need to be discussed, basically.
Hence why building bridges, right? Building bridges between communities.
Yep.
Yeah. And you especially wanted to speak about one of the speakers there that struck you, Tony McAvoy.
Yes, that's right. Tony McAvoy.
And what did he have to say?
Very interesting. He's got I've heard him speak once before. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's an Aboriginal Wiri man, a barrister of the Supreme Court of New South Wales and a senior counsel. And his area is that he's focused a lot on native title and human rights and things like that, discrimination law. So he's got a lot of experience and knowledge. And he was talking about treaty. That was his main issue.
And treaty's been a big thing for quite some time now, stretching all the way back to the 70s and 80s or even earlier.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because it has in some spheres, but to a lot of people, they think it's really new, like just in the last few months. And we tend to hear in the mainstream,
The last few months. I find that surprising.
I know, but it's true. The main thing that's talked about in the media is more about Aboriginal recognition in the Constitution and whether we'll even do that. I mean, that looks like that probably is likely.
Well, I guess the first question is how is treaty defined? What is treaty then, I guess, for people who aren't familiar with the term?
Right. Well, I guess it's in explaining how it's different from maybe the constitutional recognition, if you don't mind me commenting on that. With constitutional recognition, it's more about putting in clauses. It's more about the language, acknowledging more in a symbolic way in the language in the Constitution rather than doing things that are actually real in the legislation. And we're actually the only country whose Indigenous population, First Nations people, haven't got a treaty. So it's a little bit, we could say, backward.
A little bit backwards.
And with a treaty, it's about having genuine control over their lives, not just a symbolic thing. It would be, it'd involve a lot of things, but also we don't know what it would involve yet because it's up to the Indigenous people to get together and work out what.
Right, because of course it would be determined by the First Nations people rather than by, you know, other people who are not involved with that.
Yes.
Yes. So I suppose with that, I mean, it's obvious, I guess, then, you know, why he's supporting it. But what are some of the reasons he's using to promote it? Like, what is he saying it will do if we have treaty? What's it going to lead to?
Well, he's saying if it's got treaty, it's more about one, acknowledging the wrongs of the past, not just verbally, but in legislation, in improving things, and the First Nations people having control over that. It might be ownership of lands, planning control, self-determination, economic independence, compensation perhaps. And again, there's nothing written in stone yet because they're still discussing what they think a treaty would look like, whether it would be individual treaties or one First Nations treaty. It might be things like, more guaranteed representation in Parliament. They certainly don't have that now. Guaranteed welfare benefits because of what they've gone through, a First Nations building fund, dual citizen status. Basically, yeah, a mechanism.
Giving rights.
Yeah, giving rights.
That are equal to everyone else, but also recognizing things that we've done before that are in contravention of those rights.
Absolutely. And also things to do with national land reform, providing a mechanism for that perhaps. Return of lands, for example, you know, not being able to use certain lands for mining, dams, public infrastructure.
Right.
Things like that.
And so then what is, with treaty, what is it asking of people who aren't part of the First Nations people? What is it asking from us as Australians to do to be a part of this? Or is it a purely governmental thing? Is it a societal thing? What is it?
Well, it's everyone, and also with something like Tredia, it might be it will be indirectly decided by the people anyway, from who they elect, or they might have, like with the recognition case, basically they're getting people to decide whether they agree with that. It's like a plebiscite or a commission, you know, people are part of it.
Yep.
These sort of things.
Bit of a tricky word at the moment, that one.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what I mean. This constitutional recognition is a little bit like the plebiscite.
Bit of
it's
a
like,
wishy-washy kind of like, doesn't, what does this mean?
What, is
what
it
are the consequences of it? It's a great question. I mean, it's not obvious when they say with plebiscites or you know, constitutional recognition, what's the consequence of that in reality?
It's like the commissions, actually.
We have a rash of those going around, too.
That's right.
We need a commission into this and a commission into that. And, you know, 2 years later, we have results, but what are we going to do about them?
That's
maybe
right.
Nothing.
That's right. And that's why with the treaty,
yeah,
it would actually, and I will get back to your question, but with the treaty, it would be more set down.
And
illegal.
More immediate?
It would be legal. It'd be legal, yeah, and more immediate. This is how it's set up. These are the structures. I mean, obviously, again, they've just started to look at it really in a real sense, even though it was talked about, as you say, decades ago, to say, no, we can actually do this. But what people have to do is first, I guess, acknowledge that this land was never ceded, it was never surrendered, to acknowledge the dispossession, the genocide, the oppression of First Nations people in the past and still now, and unfortunately now often, well, in many regards, a lot worse. And I could go on about
problems
that.
That have come off from that, yeah.
Yes, it's not a thing of the past. For people, and this is a big thing. This is the hard part about it.
Yeah.
Whereas with the recognition, I'm trying to think of what they call it. There's an actual not program, but it's like a I can't think of the word. Campaign.
Right.
Campaign. What's the campaign called? It's called recognition.
I also temporarily escapes me as well.
God,
but,
sorry, but there is one going around. Where they're really trying to promote that this is really going to be great for the First Nations people. I guess it's about them understanding, hey, in what ways is it really?
Recognize. Is that?
Oh, actually, that's it. It's just recognize.
It's recognize.
Just
yeah.
Recognize. Yeah. So it sounds very good and in the Constitution. And I think a lot of well-meaning people that I've met in Aboriginal groups, I'm not Aboriginal myself, but I'm a member of different, you know, Aboriginal working parties, think they're helping First Nations people by really promoting the recognised campaign and constitutional recognition, which is interesting.
Well, I mean, there's probably no doubt that that's also a good thing to have too, but it's a different thing.
It is. It's better than nothing, but some people actually go...
Not the be-all and end-all, not just, well, recognise and then stop.
Well, a lot of people actually think, including Tony, that that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it would actually actively hard, because it'd be like, we constitutionally recognise them, what else do people want?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know, with a lot of situations,
absolutely,
that tokenistic thing, like we've done it.
Yeah.
So it's really better to focus on working towards treaty rather than having the constitutional.
Now, Stephanie, this is, you said, just the first of four. Do you have any idea what the other building bridges are going to be about?
I do, but I don't have it on me,
oh, that's
unfortunately,
right.
But you can look up Parramatta Town Hall, Western Sydney Reconciliation Group,